I want to bring my family to Buffalo because I loved it when I was up here when I was a kid. I didn't want to move away. The Bills have been a big part of my life for the last 30-something years, so I wanted them to come up here and, you know, see what it's all about. The Bills of the early 90s always be my favorite Bills. Bruce Smith and Thurman Thomas, guys like that. I mean, that's when I was a kid, that was my Bills football.
Phil Hansen.
Nice to meet you. I saw you guys walking in. I was upstairs. I saw you guys walking in with the shirts.
It goes beyond just like following it. It becomes something bigger. You know, it becomes a party.
You're a little Bills fan, you, huh?
We start them young. Well, the youngest is Juliana. Juliana Jessie, but we call her JJ. She is 6 months. And then there's Donatella, and she's almost two. She'll be two in July. And then there is Maximilian. He is 12. March 1st, I went to the hospital. I wasn't feeling good for probably, I don't know, maybe like 2-3 weeks. I never go to the hospital. I never go to the doctor. Last time I was at a doctor was in 06. I got in a logging accident, and I had no choice. I got crushed by a machine, so I had to go to the hospital, obviously. I wasn't thinking it was going to be anything major, but then as the day wore on, you know, oh, well, we're just going to do another test. Well, we'll just do another test. By like 6:30 at night, I think they had called her and said, you know, he's got cancer, so we got to move fast on this and try to do something. It's pretty big. It was like 5.5 hour operation. They took out part of my liver. They took out 12 of the 16 lymph nodes in my abdomen. They said they were gonna take out the tumor, but because of where it was, they couldn't get all of it. It was a surprise because I didn't think it was anything major and I wasn't feeling that bad to the extent that they said it was. It was a shock. They told me that, you know, you have 3 to 6 months with chemo and 3 to 6 months without. So that's an easy decision. You know, I can be sick every day from the chemo and won't be able to make memories with them, or, you know, not have it and see what happens. So it was 3 months on June 1st. We're pushing on. I wear this Bills hat every day, and I have, you know, the Bills sweatshirt, this Bills shirt, all the time. I wear the Bills gear because they're my team.
We got to get your team photo up here, individual and family photos.
Treasure Time, they're a group, they do trips to make memories with your family for a parent that's terminally ill. And a friend of my wife's, she nominated us, and we went through a process where they interview you and, you know, they want to know what kind of trip you want to do, and they made it all happen. It was on short notice too, it was less than a month's time. Just seeing the players out there, you know, a lot of leaders out there on the field.
Good to meet you as well, man. Welcome to the Bills.
Thanks. Sean, you can tell he's definitely all business, and he's here. He's here to win a championship. I like to see him out there, you know, getting everybody focused and buying into it.
We'll be praying for you guys, you and your entire family.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Just hang in there.
So after getting in a logging accident, which should have killed me, I wasn't like, you know, why me, or this is unfair, or whatever. It's more the people around me, how it hits them. You know, I'm constantly telling people, stop mourning me, I'm not dead yet. You know, wait till I'm gone, you can do whatever you want, but right now, you know, don't depress me. We're gonna make sure too that after I'm gone, we make sure that people, you know, if they wanna donate money to us, they give Treasure Time some, because it's a good idea, it really is. You know, one of those things you say you're gonna do and you never did, you get to do it. But after talking to Coach Sean today, I said, we'll see you in January for the wild card home game, so.
I promise you, if you stay strong, we'll stay strong.
Well, that sounds good.
Home wild card game.
All right. I like it.
First weekend in January. That's a goal too. We'll be on the 50-yard line for that. I don't care what the seats cost.
Cursing it up good. Sorry, Brady, not this year. Super Bowl winner comes out of that side.
You hear everybody say life is short. It's true. So take advantage of whatever time you can, you know, with your kids or whatever it is, you know, each day. You only live once, so you got to go out there and do it for you and do what you want to do. So that's how I've pretty much taken each day of my life. So enjoy the time you have, because you don't know when your tomorrows are up.